going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, one thing is clear. Donald Trump knows this, Lee. He's got to lock up these leaders in Trinidad-Aragua before the Democrats get back into power.
Yep.
Or we're going to lose this country. And that's no exaggeration. This is Colonel Douglas McGregor. He was on a financial podcast, and he's asked, where do you think we'll be at war next? And she says, will it be Russia? Will it be Iran, Middle East somewhere? Where are we going to be at war? Here's what he said.
If we do not deal decisively with the illegal aliens and the cartels that work within that framework inside the United States, literally go to war inside our country, after we seal this border, and I mean seal it. I'm not talking about what we've got right now. So we've got to change the personnel. We have to have a different system to deal with those legal crossing points.
He says, we're going to lose this country. And that sounds a little extreme until you see the news of the last few weeks and realize how dug in they are here. That the Biden administration given 6,000 of them Social Security numbers. Some of them were internationally wanted terrorists too on terror watch list. Had them on welfare, allow them to roam free. They're human trafficking all over the country. And now the FBI this morning got with the assessment, yes, they are a terror group. And that Maduro is using Trinidad-Aragua in particular as an attack mechanism to destabilize the United States of America. And when you understand Trinidad-Aragua is an arm of the Socialist Party in Venezuela, the enforcement arm, that they are ideological. They're not like these other gangs that, you know, even MS-13, they're bad dudes, but they're not ideological necessarily. They don't have a political bent. Trinidad-Aragua does. The leadership does. And they exist to further the aims and the goals of the Socialist Party of Venezuela. And so when you see the Democrats fighting the way that they are for them, Lee, it's scary. So they went all the way down to Colombia to get this guy. That they're charging on the terror charges. He is a ringleader, and they're picking him up as a terrorist. Why? Because if we don't get them in these other countries where they're hiding out now, they are going to be living here and taking territory.
Kind of interesting to see how quickly so many of these Central American and South American countries are now cooperating with the U.S. government.
Yeah, weird. We could have maybe done this before, right?
Yeah, you think?
Well, I mean, when you look back to, and this didn't get as much attention as it should have, when you look back to Kamala Harris running for president, and Maduro literally steals the election. I mean, the whole world agrees.
Yeah.
There's no disagreement. He stole that election. He only got about 30% of the vote. And Kamala Harris puts out an ambiguous tweet where it's not quite clear if she's with Maduro or with the people of Venezuela.
Well, Kamala Harris and ambiguous are pretty much synonymous. Yeah. But anyway,
so well, I mean, that's all that, I mean, that was it. That's all they had. So, I mean, overnight, you're seeing the extent of this fight that, you know, Colonel Douglas McGregor laid out. We've got 10 years. The cartel's going to have a death grip on this country. And in particular, I think it's going to be Trinidad-Aragua more than even, you know, MS-13 or some other gang. Stephen Miller last night was out talking about how many of these ringleaders we've already picked up. And this is what you're watching, the Democrats desperately trying to hold on to these people because this is their human trafficking network that brings them their future voters. And remember this, every voter is not just a future voter, okay? Because we have people that Reagan allowed in the 80s who are still bringing through chain migration. Family members, their family members, their family members, their family members, their family, on and on and on and on and on and on. I mean, each one brings in three more. So they are very, very valuable to the Democrats. And TDA is known for human trafficking. Here's Stephen Miller last night.
The Democrat Party has become the party of terrorists and illegal aliens. That is the Democrat Party of today. Who does it sympathize with? Who does it fight for? Who does it move heaven and earth to protect? Illegal alien gang members and foreign terrorists. President Trump is leading a party for Americans, for all Americans, for American citizens. That's who he's fighting for, and he's doing it with a determination and a passion and a focus and a commitment we've never seen before. Let's talk just briefly about Train Nicaragua, the vicious gang that drills holes in people's hands, chops off their fingers, murders them in cold blood, a gang that based on information that has been discovered by FBI is even plotting assassination attempts inside the United States of America. In just the last few weeks, President Trump has found 300 ringleaders and top members of the Train Nicaragua terrorist organization. They are the ones that are now in Texas awaiting deportation under the Alien Enemies Act, stymied by judges, but Sean, they're going to get deported. They're going to get sent home. President Trump found them. 300 ringleaders and top executives of that terrorist organization in just the last couple of weeks. That is his level of determination while the Democrat Party is flying around the world defending gangbangers and terrorists.
Yeah, that's where we are, pretty much. We that put that with the news we had yesterday that officials on both sides of the border have found cartel leaders now using Telegram to plot the assassination of Donald Trump. So for Donald Trump, I think he probably feels he is at war. They are not interested. There's no interest in assassinating Democrats, you understand. Just him. And that tells you everything. They see the Democrats as fellow travelers. This has, especially with Train Nicaragua, a political angle to it. And that's why they'll fight for every single last one. And no matter what it takes. Meanwhile, do you see this? St. Kilmar, Abrigo Garcia, was transferred out of the CCOT detention center. He now has his own room with his own bed and is served three meals a day. He's in a low security facility now. So he's beginning to inch out of, I'm afraid, El Salvador, which is what the Democrats want. They can get him to another country that's not run by Bukele. They think they can get it back to America. That sets the legal precedent. Because then we got to have all of the adjudication around him, all of the hearings. He's already had three. They're pretending he hasn't had any, you know,
yeah,
due process. He's had so much due process. So anyway, Steve Bannon was talking about that. He said, look, this... They're inching him out. They've already got him out of the prison. They're trying to inch him back here. We now are learning he's, you know, pretty much slam dunk. He's a human trafficker. Here's Steve Bannon on if they can get that legal precedent and the Democrats understand. This is what I was saying. I've been saying this for 2 weeks. This is what they want. This, you will see, this is a terrible precedent.
I don't like the fact he's been transferred from CCOT. I don't like the direction of this so far. This is the worst of the worst. And look how the media's embraced this and made this guy a hero. The reason is it's about due process. If in their concept of these invaders, if we bring him back for that hearing, it's over. It's over. It's over for the sovereignty of the country. It's over for the country. You're never going to get to the rest of the criminal gangs. President Trump, I think, came out on Truth Social today. Megan, look, you know this 1,000 times better than I do. I think he said the calculation that the ICE guys have done is 200 years. You'd have 200 years to even get to the criminals, not even to the 10 million, just the due process hearings you would have.
Yeah. Or Congress could just take away the authority to hear immigration cases from the district courts or take away their national injunction authority. That'd work too.
You know, where was this talk of due process when the Biden administration was flouting U.S. immigration law and allowing people into the country by the millions?
Nowhere.
Yeah, there was no due process there.
No. Meanwhile, we're finding out more about Kilmar Abrego Garcia's boss in the human trafficking industry, where they go down to Texas to pick people up. The reason that Kilmar was driving a van that was not his is because his boss, who owned the van, was convicted of human trafficking and deported from the country. So he wasn't around. Kilmar had to drive the van instead with the illegal immigrants in it. But you'll never guess where they were bringing the illegals to from the pickup point in Texas.
We got the complaint for the owner of the vehicle in the stop 2 years earlier in Mississippi, and he basically told a Homeland Security officer that he was running a business out of Houston called Trans Express, and he was charging $350 per person to transport illegal aliens from Houston to South Carolina and Virginia.
Oh, good. So now it's here.
Yeah.
And Lee, I keep saying this. This is why our governor needs to follow in Ron DeSantis' footprints. And it's very easy to do. Trump was happy to help deputize every single law enforcement officer in this entire state as a border patrol agent, as an ICE agent, as a federal deportation authority, so they can begin picking them up. We need a force multiplier here, okay? Because we've already had St. Kilmar come through here, you know, dropping off illegals. Henry McMaster could do this too. Ron DeSantis did it. Trump was happy to delegate the deportation authority. That poor kid who died at that college a few weeks ago, killed by an illegal immigrant drunk driver, maybe we'd have picked him up. Maybe we would have. Guess what? That guy could bond out now. Nobody pick him up. Again, Henry McMaster, I am sure he knows Ron DeSantis did this. He could deputize every law enforcement officer. And now when they pull over an illegal, they could pick him up. They call ICE right there. ICE would come get him. Problem solved. We don't have to let them drive off. Unless Henry McMaster just wants them to, which I can only assume at this point.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Look, as conspiracy theories go, probably the first one that pops to your mind, one of the few that hasn't been debunked yet and then found to be true, chemtrails. Yeah, there's government people up there trying to control the weather. And they're flying around spraying chemicals in the atmosphere, chemicals that could be dangerous or toxic or just overall dangerous experimentally. Alex Jones on his show started that. Back in the 90s, started talking about it. It became a punchline, actually. Chemtrails. Pfft, no such thing. It's actually called geoengineering, and nobody does. Wait. Wait a minute. Remember 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago now, the Biden administration got caught doing it? By the liberal media, actually. And they were indirectly funding it in liberal environmental groups, experiments in it to see how it would work. Liberal environmental groups jumped all over them and said, look, wait, this is unproven. We don't know. This is dangerous. Some of these chemicals are toxic. And we don't know what the long-term implications are of, you know, blotting out the sun to defeat global warming. And I'd add, because global warming is not actually even happening. In fact, there appears to be an overall cooling trend. If nothing else, it has stopped completely since 2007. So it's a little scary because we are conducting science based on a fallacy that there is, in fact, at this time, global warming, which there is not. It's not going on. It's a cult, really. But, you know, good thing that it's not going on. I mean, geoengineering, chemtrails, it's just a conspiracy theory. What? Headline. UK Daily Mail, they didn't break the story, The Telegraph did. So those are the two big daily newspapers of the UK, right? So think like New York Times, Washington Post, their equivalent. Experiments to dim the sun. Does that sound like a good idea to you? Experiments to dim the sun in bid to curb global warming will be approved by the UK government within weeks. Oh, goody. It's emerged that experts are planning on dimming the sun in a bold move to curb global warming, which, again, is terrifying since there isn't any. Hasn't been since 2007. Experiments to reflect sunlight away from the Earth will be given the green light by the government within weeks, The Telegraph reports. Outdoor trials could include injecting aerosols into the atmosphere or brightening clouds to reflect sunshine. How will they do this? In the chemtrails of the plane? The Government Advanced Research and Invention Agency, ARIA, has set aside £50 million for projects, which will be announced in the coming weeks. Professor Mark Sims, program director at ARIA, said there would be small controlled outdoor experiments on particular approaches. Folks, there's a reason that the legislature of Tennessee has already, Senate and House, passed a law to ban this. Because they're doing it. They're doing it. Folks, you got to love, it's almost at the point where if they say it's a conspiracy theory, you're like, oh, dear God, they're doing it. Once again, in this article, by the way, all of the right pro-global warming, climate change hoax people are out saying, you know, yeah, this could be dangerous. Block out the sun. I mean, this doesn't sound like a good idea to me. But they are going to go ahead and do it. So, anyway, another conspiracy theory bites the dust. I suspect they've already been doing this. This is just them admitting it. And I think this is just them admitting it because people are aware and they're getting caught. They're getting caught doing it. And I bet we know for a fact they were doing some of it secondhand on this side of the pond. And I think they're having the same part over there. People are figuring it out. People know what's going on. People are paying attention to airports. And they're just now coming out saying, yeah, we're doing it. Silly idea. You could control the weather and the temperature by spraying stuff in the clouds. Oh, you'd have to be crazy to think that, right? Yeah, except they just admitted it. Think about what this admission tells us. They can do this. They've always been able to do this. They're just coming out and admitting it. So once again, wait long enough and every conspiracy theory are pretty close. The big ones that hit critical mass, they just all end up being true. All right. Coming up in just a bit. By the way, speaking of terrorists, that reminds me. I've got to tell you, the senators, your senators in Colombia, giving themselves a big fat old raise. Yeah, for working a whopping 3 days a week, 17 weeks a year. Wouldn't that be nice? Not 52, like the rest. Well, minus two, right? You got what, 2 weeks vacation? 50 weeks a year? Nah. 17 weeks a year for them. But they don't restrain themselves, only 3 days a week. Giving themselves a massive, massive annual pay hike. Because it's stressful dealing with y'all. Mary Poppins is back. Nina Jankowicz, remember her? Supposed to be head of the disinformation board, where she would come after people saying true things. She was the ultimate hoaxer herself. Hunter Biden's laptop? Pfft, not real. Oops. Russia collusion? Real. Nope, it was fake. Got it wrong, honey. And she's back. In Europe. The only place you can make a buck these days censoring Americans. Because right now you can't do it for the moment. She spoke at an EU hearing demanding they rein in Americans, specifically American speech. She demanded they stand against, well, I'll let her tell you, American autocracy. Now, before I play this real quick, I got to decode something for you. Her shtick, and it's so 2020, her shtick is that any bad thing that anyone says about anyone on the left is in fact Russian disinformation. So when she's mentioning Russia here, she's using that because right now in Europe, they're a couple years behind us. They are using Russian disinformation to censor all conservatives, populists, people who essentially want to be free or just want to criticize the left. Okay, so when she says Russia, she's referring to Russian disinformation, which is just anything the left doesn't like that happens to be true but makes them look like buffoons. Okay, Nina Jankowicz, y'all, testifying before the European Union, begging them to rein in the speech of Americans.
I would like to call upon you to stand firm against another autocracy. The United States of America. The Trump administration is undoubtedly preparing a pressure campaign to force EU institutions to roll back regulation like the DSA, to end support for Ukraine, to stop holding Russia to account. Do not capitulate. Hold the line. Doing so is the clearest signal the European Union could send to Russia and other adversaries that it will not stop fighting to preserve democracy at home and around the world. The Russian Federation, of course, is thrilled to witness division within and between democracies. Moscow continues to actively exploit deepening fissures in our societies in order to amplify discord and polarization.
Yeah. What she means is you got to censor everyone. What is she talking about? Well, there, and it's going to be very interesting to see where Trump comes down on this because we don't know yet. There's something called the DSA in Europe. And they use it to censor Americans and anybody on social media, or at least it is their contention. They should be able to censor you, me, our political candidates, our political debate, all of it. So that their citizens won't see it. On the theory that anything that makes them look bad, including if you're just criticizing migrant policies here in America or there in Europe, that's Russian disinformation. The idea that Russia gives a rip about migrant policies is a bit of a stretch to me, but whatever, they believe it or are forced to in Europe. So that's the theory. They want to get to you and force Elon Musk to censor you. This is the central battle, okay? Now, they have just fined Elon Musk $6 billion for not censoring me and you. This is legit terrifying. The reason they did this is because Elon Musk, for as courageous as he's been with free speech against the Democrats, gave in to the government of Brazil and the FBI, which was advising the government of Brazil. Paid their fines and censored. Censored basically the Trump knockoff party there for them. And he's been consistent. He will follow the law. Well, he's got a problem. The law in Europe requires that if X is going to be seen on that continent, he has to censor everyone on it. See where this is going? So little Miss Mary Poppins there, who is one heck of a liar herself, all these disinformation censorship specialists always are, is there begging them, hold the line. What is she talking about, hold the line? Don't back down on the $6 billion fine for Elon Musk, which, by the way, is, according to the Digital Services Act, supposed to, it's just supposed to be 6% of his global revenues for X. But now they're saying, well, he's a rich guy. Why don't we grab 6% of his revenues? Like for all of his businesses, the Boring Company, Tesla, yes, all of it. So far, we haven't heard where Trump's going to come down. We haven't heard where Elon's going to come down either. And folks, it is not a done deal. It's not. Again, he caved to Brazil. This is why he's facing this. And when he caved to Brazil, I said, they're going to come for him. This is going to be like a dog whistle for these people. So this is a problem. She's over there demanding the censorship of you. I mean, that's what she's talking about. Hold the line. She's not talking about, hey, hold the line and censor your own people. They already do. That's settled. It's done. I mean, folks, do you understand how, I can't even tell you how bad it is in Europe right now. I just, Americans don't know. Even, I don't know why Fox News won't talk about it. Do you realize that the opposition, the, well, they were the opposition. They're now the number one party in the polls, which is a miracle. The DSA in Germany, the leader of the DSA is a convicted criminal for accurately quoting government migrant crime statistics, rape statistics against German women. She was tried and convicted. The party and all of its members are not allowed to campaign, write a campaign commercial, post, or be heard from in any way online. And they're the number one by polling. They pulled ahead last week, political party in Germany. Romania, one of us just won there. So they just canceled the results of the election, said too much Russian influence. Sorry. When he decided to run again in the second election, their deep state arrested him. Romania, y'all, this is the EU. In France, Marine Le Pen, convicted, just ordered by a judge. This is the same play they did against Trump, off the ballot. Not allowed to run for years because she's the most popular candidate there. By the way, she's ahead in polling. She what? She was the number one candidate in polling when this happened. They just take you out. So Nina Jankowicz, when she's saying, hold strong there, you must censor, she's not talking about their people. They already do. She's talking about us. She's saying either lock X out Chinese style, or go after Elon Musk. We must censor Americans. By the way, she's got a company that sells censorship services. It's called American Sunshine. Meaning, she'll censor me and you for that. Can you imagine holding like a school board election here? Where anybody who says anything Nina Jankowicz or the European Union doesn't like can't campaign online? Because that's what this is. They're suffering. So poor. So sad. Your legislators. I mean, these poor babies got to work a total of 17 weeks a year. Well, no, not 5 days a week. No, it's 3 days a week. Your state legislators. But the folks in the Senate doing something to help themselves out. 150% pay increase. Super exciting. Right now, total they make between $34,000 and $38,000 a year. So, hey, why not have an $18,000 pay hike? They'd now be paid between $52,000 and $56,000 for their service rather than $34,000 to $38,000. The vote to approve the raise 24 to 15 with more than a dozen Republicans joining Democrats and voting themselves additional largesse out of the public treasury. Again, for the 17 weeks, they're in session 3 days a week. That's 51 out of 365 days a year. Nice gig if you can get it. Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, coming up on the show, folks, and I meant to get into this in more detail earlier. Tulsi Gabbard just declassified the classified version that Biden did not want you to see of their domestic terrorism program. That's where they find perfectly innocent people who've committed no crimes, but whose religious beliefs or political beliefs they disagree with, have them censored online. We already knew about some of that, and then debank them. Yeah, debanking. You know what's interesting about that? We're going to get into this in the next hour. You see the New York Post just busted AOC and Bernie flying around on their oligarchy tour on a $15,000 an hour private jet to fight the oligarchy. Can I let you in on a little secret? They are the oligarchy. Let me ask you a question. If Trump, who is ostensibly a billionaire, but I mean, I don't know his net worth, I think it was under half a million or something. I don't understand. Whatever. He's an oligarch, according to them. So is Elon Musk. Okay. If Trump's an oligarch and all powerful, and we have to fight him because I mean, he's practically Hitler and all, well, how is Biden able to debank him then? Melania was debanked too. She's suing. Along with a lot of the Trump administration. Sure don't seem too powerful to me. I mean, as oligarchs and all. That, you know, are mortal enemies. Maybe we're in mortal danger from them or something. No, it looks like the oligarchs actually got defeated in the last election. And now they're running a comeback tour at $15,000 an hour on a private jet. Is what it looks like. I'll explain coming up.